the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Dangerous wildfire in Essex County now more than 90% contained, but it is possible it's going to burn for days. Crews from all 22 municipalities in Essex County joined in that fight near Route 10 and Eisenhower Parkway in Livingston. October, likely to go down in history as the driest month ever on record in New Jersey, going back at least 130 years. September was already the third driest on record. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero says he finally sees some rain in the forecast with some showers on Friday, but this is not going to be a drought buster. Jersey landlords and property managers are acting immorally and probably illegally, according to a bill moving to the legislature that would ban the use of price-setting algorithms critics say determine rents across multiple buildings, driving up the price and reducing competition.
The measure says it's a violation of the New Jersey Antitrust Act for landlords to coordinate prices using rent-setting software. Pat Garofalo with the American Economic Liberties Project says New Jersey can become the first state to ban the practice.
To be clear, this doesn't prevent market research. What this prevents is someone synthesizing data to come up with a revenue-maximizing number that is then shared with multiple participants in the market.
A class action lawsuit and a suit by the Justice Department go after the property management software company RealPage and its rent-setting algorithm. The company tells Jersey lawmakers it's ready to get into court because it's not breaking the law. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey continues to see a dramatic rise in homelessness. The Point in Time count found a 24% increase year over year.
And there was a 14% increase in households with children experiencing homelessness, says Casey Vinkowski at Monarch Housing Associates.
People are losing their housing either by hard evictions through the court process or soft evictions where they're being asked to leave.
Of the black people who represent 12% of the state population, 49% experienced homelessness in 2024. The data needs to be used
to advocate for more affordable housing development, looking at municipalities to ensure that they're meeting their COA requirements and they're meeting the requirements to build affordable housing in their communities.
Jen Ursula, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Mostly sunny and seasonably cool today. Winds stay calm, weather stays dry. We'll see high temperatures this afternoon around 60 degrees. Tonight will be chilly, jacket weather, but not as cold as last night. With a few clouds overhead, we'll dip into the 40s. Jumping into the mid-60s tomorrow, partly sunny skies. There is a chance of a brief late-day shower or sprinkle, clipping northern New Jersey only. The warm-up really kicks into high gear on Wednesday, with sun and clouds, highs 70 to 75. New Jersey weather made possible by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages you deserve? Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com.
It's 32 in Morristown, Ewing 33, Turnersville is 32. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.